Excellent. Okay, so if we scroll, oh no, it doesn't get our telesauce. We're scrolling down. So time of inspection, we spent considerable time working out the number of plants that should be observed, or getting that text to be reflective of what occurs. So the percentage of plants affected or should be observed, so that we can actually make meaningful interpretation. So the number of plants inspected should be sufficient to ensure that an outcome with appropriate level of confidence. Basically, we removed a lot of the referencing to the annexes because we're already within the annex. So there's no need to have that additional text. The observation of the zero tolerance diseases during the inspection or at any time will result in the crop being rejected if confirmed by appropriate diagnostics as determined by the certifying authority. So that was an important aspect of zero tolerance pests versus the quality, commercial quality pests and defects. There's on the second opinion inspections, we talked about the need, if there is a disputed inspection, that growers may lodge an appeal to the certifying authority. It's up to the certifying authority then to take action on what would be appropriate given their circumstances. We referenced the field guide, the guide to seed potato field inspection, and then we moved to the, did we get to the next annex? No, we didn't. I don't think we, that's where we ended, wasn't it? We only got to the end of that annex.
Earlier work, but those have already been.
Yeah. So we didn't do any of this yesterday, did we?
No.
Annex, that's where we got to, yeah.